It is 8:44. St. Vincent de Paul has seen more middle-income families seeking help this year. The number of calls for help received by the charity rose by 7% so far this year. It expects to receive more than 250,000 appeals for help ahead of Christmas. The calls are coming from both low- and middle-income families, with many struggling to meet the rising cost of living. Well, for more, we're joined now by Teresa Ryan, St. Vincent de Paul National President. Good morning and welcome to the programme.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
What kind of help are people looking for this year?
Well, mostly it is about supporting people with food, fuel, you know, just the cost of living. The practical help is done through home visits, home visitation. And there's the very less well-off people are wondering whether they'll have food on the table or heat in the house or, you know, what will they get for their children for Christmas. So a lot of the help that is needed is very much about practical help, you know, to make Christmas special.
And focused, I think, a lot on cost of living. I mean, is that different from previous years?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You see, the cost of living is still rising, and it hasn't really reduced. And like the shopping basket now is double the cost, and people don't have the money to do proper shopping. So a lot of families, the parents will go without in order to make sure the children have food. So there's a lot of suffering and poverty there. And we find that, like, it's when you go to visit, which is, again, confidential. But, you know, we sit at a kitchen table and we have a chat with the people who are looking for the help. And you just discover so many angles of want and need and poverty in each household.
And you are seeing more middle-income families struggling this year as well.
That's correct. Yeah, you find that that people haven't caught up. The poverty for them is catching up on the downturn and the bills that have accrued within a house. Some people losing work, losing their jobs, haven't gone back, and are not able to keep up with various measures that they would have been able to do when two were working in the family.
And do people find it difficult then to reach out and to ask for help? I mean, what do they tell you about their struggles?
Yeah, it's very hard for people to reach out. So we are very privileged that they will call and look for us to help. And we always visit in pairs to, you know, go and support the families. But yes, people are finding it. Some would say, oh, I'm ashamed. You probably have other people that are more in need. So they kind of feel they shouldn't be asking. So we have to reassure all people there, even those who are listening, that if we're there to help, we'll do it in a confidential manner, and they shouldn't feel that they can't ask. That's what we're there for. That's what we want to do, is to help.
And you help in communities right across the country. You're appealing also,
absolutely,
though, for donations, for people to contribute, so that they can, so that you can continue to help people. What can people do then if they want to help?
Yes, we're appealing right across the country. We have conferences in every county in the 32 counties. And we would like people, if they could, and, you know, the general public are so, so generous. And if they could help locally through conferences, through regional offices of St. Vincent de Paul. And nationally, there's a website that they can go on if they wish to do it that way. So every little bit is going towards Christmas and other needs of the families that are in need.
Okay. Teresa, thank you very much indeed for speaking with us this morning. That's Teresa Ryan, St. Vincent de Paul National President. The time is 8:49.